866.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-2056, Holy Places and In His Hands. www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Back here at Freedom Network, and of course, is Michael Shaw there by any chance? Well, I guess not. Hopefully we'll have Michael Shaw with us this morning. I thought we'd start out, since he's going to be talking on Sustainable Development Agenda 21, start talking about the cap and trade bill, which was passed this last week. Now, you must understand, there are two major components of this. One is a organized effort to destroy the remaining manufacturing capacity in this country, because it's going to drive up the cost of electricity. That's what it's really all about. There is no global warming. In fact, Senator Imhoff is talking about the 98-page report, which was put together by one of the scientists of the EPA, that said, we've entered a cooling period. Well, they're going to say, well, of course you've entered a clearing period. It's the CO2 is creating climate change, and we are against climate change. Well, before we thought it was global warming. Oh, no, the CO2 is producing climate change, and that's what's responsible for the global cooling. Everybody knows global warming produces global cooling, and logical people are going to scratch their heads, but how could that be true? How could they be suppressing the Environmental Protection Agency, suppressing a 98-page report, which has now been released, and Senator Imhoff's talked about it, and you're not going to ever hear about it or see it written on your local newspapers, because the media in America was bought up a long time ago. In fact, you go back and you read what Andrew Jackson said in 1833 when he addressed his cabinet and talked about the control of the media. And we cover that in my newsletter. I think that newsletter is actually posted up on my website at RadioLiberty.com. What Andrew Jackson said in 1833, and the media has been pretty well controlled ever since then. Why? Because they know they can control the media. They can control largely what the American people think. Of course, in 1833, we didn't have radio. We didn't have television. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there was a time when we didn't have radio and television. They're fairly new. We didn't even have the Internet in those days and the ability to Twitter and tweak and do whatever else they do with disinformation. But, of course, there is also the opportunity to get real information off the Internet. You just have to know where to look to find it. So understand that the climate change legislation has two purposes. One is to destroy our industry by driving up the cost of power, and all industry is dependent upon electricity and power, and they're simply going to move to other countries where it'll be cheaper, because they're not going to, of course, have the restrictions in China, in communist China, the biggest polluter in the world, and in India, one of the largest polluters in the world. We have the cleanest air anywhere in the world. That's why they want to destroy this country. And you say that isn't logical. Well, what's going on isn't logical. The other thing behind this, of course, is to drive up your electricity bills. Barack Hussein Obama promised the American people, why, we're only going to raise the taxes on the wealthy people, those making over $250,000. And you can trust me. I mean, I wouldn't lie to you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he was lying because he knew what he was going to do. And this is a massive tax on the American people because it's going to drive up the cost of electricity. And if you want to have electricity, you're going to have to pay phenomenal prices for it. And they know what's going to happen. In fact, Congressman Colliers, who was one of the architects of the bill, said this is a tremendous tax. And, of course, the Republicans have been talking about the increase in tax, but you're never going to hear what good people say because the media is controlled. And the great tragedy is that this legislation has passed the House. It will probably pass the Senate unless you are on your telephone calling your senator, and we delude the Senate with enough people. And we're just going to tell them, you're going to raise our taxes, you're not going to get reelected, and we're going to get started with a campaign right now to get you out of office. And the one thing that these people fear is an incensed American people. And that's why, of course, they work with the media to keep the information from getting out. But you've got to help us get it out. And we've got to let the American people know that this is one of the greatest disasters that's ever taken place. Because the cap and trade is not going to decrease pollution anywhere in the world. In fact, one of the stipulations is, well, you can buy carbon credits. You're polluting now. You're putting out a lot of CO2 in the air. That's all right. You can buy carbon credits from China because they don't have any restrictions. So it's really a transfer of the wealth of the American people to other countries, from American corporations to other nations, a massive transfer of wealth. That's what it's all about. It's all laid out in a document written by the nephew of David Rockefeller, who runs the United States, who organized the Trilateral Commission, was for 15 years the vice chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, 15 years the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, is today the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. David Rockefeller, a permanent member of the Bilderbergers, tied in with all of these people of fantastic wealth. A man whose wealth dwarfs that of Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. They're lowlings compared with the wealth of the Rockefellers and all the industries and banks. I mean, they control and have large interests in J.P. Morgan Chase and in Morgan Stanley and the other major banks and the major airlines and the major pharmaceuticals they have holdings so vast it's impossible to believe. But, you see, the American people will never know that because they work in concert with the people who control the media. And they work in concert with the dark spiritual forces that control our nation. And if you read the writings of Stephen Rockefeller, David Rockefeller's nephew, and you've heard me say it before, but you need to get the Earth Charter. You need to study the Earth Charter. You need to look at point 10A that talks about the transfer of wealth. It talks about equitable distribution of wealth within nations. Ladies and gentlemen, that's your wealth. You're going to share with the common people. And then, of course, equitable distribution of wealth between the nations. That means the wealth of manufacturing and production and productive people in America will be transferred to other countries and will raise our living standards to that of the Bolivian peasant. Well, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Network.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars, in brand-new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzukis, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com. Many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
This is Dr. Stan, and since we haven't got our regular scheduled guest, why, give us a call at 970-689-8255. How do you carry about, how do you feel about the cap and trade? And, of course, the trade has to do with trading, you know. They're going to trade their carbon credits to us, you know, countries that have a lot of pollution but have no controls on them. They can give us carbon credits. It's really a scam for the transfer of the wealth of the American people, the transfer of the wealth of those American corporations that are not part of the Brotherhood of Darkness to other nations. And, of course, if a manufacturer is going to have to put out a lot of money so they can continue to pollute, because remember, if you buy the credit, you can continue to pollute. If you can continue to pollute, how is that going to decrease pollution? Explain that to me. Maybe you're a lot smarter than I am, but if you can buy a permit to go ahead and pollute, why, it's like getting a license to kill. We're against murder, but if you have a license to kill, it's perfectly all right to go ahead killing. That doesn't make any sense. Well, having to buy a license so you can continue to pollute when you're trying to stop pollution doesn't make any sense either, but we live in a world gone mad. And there are only a few of us who can see the world as it really is, and that's the loyal people who listen to our programs both here and on the Internet and are getting an education, and we hope that many of you are actually trying to educate others. Ask them simply, how do you feel about the fact that your electric bill is going to double or triple here within the next year or two? I mean, do you want to pay more for your electricity? Because that's what it's really all about. And, you know, explain to me how it's all right to pollute as long as you put out a lot of money to buy a carbon credit from some other country that is polluting. And most people will say, well, how could that be? But the trouble it is, I mean, carbon dioxide, which they're trying to control, is a miracle gas. Without carbon dioxide, there would be no life cycle here. Certainly, we are dependent upon plants for our food, and plants are dependent upon carbon dioxide. I mean, we're dependent upon trees to provide the lumber for the buildings that we have. And of course, trees are dependent upon carbon dioxide in the air for the nutrition that allows them to, of course, absorb carbon dioxide and to build up carbon products and then give off oxygen, so we'll have oxygen to breathe. Well, give us a call at 970-689-8255. I'd like to know what you think about what's going on, and I'm really surprised that Michael Shaw is not here with us this morning, but be that as it may, it's just you and me, and so you better call in, because I'm going to run out of things to talk about here very, very soon. I have nothing prepared. But this issue of the cap and trade bill. Now, fortunately, Senator Imhoff will mount a battle there with the Democrat Party. But remember, the parties, the senators, very, very seldom will vote the way that the constituents want. I mean, they are told what to do by the people who run the Senate. And it's not simply by accident last week Al Franken was actually certified there as a United States Senator
And of course, the long race there, I think was in Minnesota, has been won wherever it was. Now, he will give the senators, along with Charles Schumer, with Specter, Arlen Specter, a filibuster-proof, you know, a Senate, that is, unless, of course, there's some of the senators who would dare to buck the leadership. But, of course, you buck the leadership, why, you won't get any money to run for election. You might even get investigated by the FBI. You might even be sent to prison and tortured, as Congressman Don Hanson was, for a non-existent crime. And after 10 years of repeated imprisonment and torture, the Supreme Court finally said, oh, sorry, Don. Sorry, George Hanson. Sorry, George, why the law you were convicted of wasn't right. Too bad. Well, who's on the line?
Dan, it's Brian, Northern Colorado.
Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Good. Beautiful morning out here. On the eugenics topic, I saw the oddest program the other day on the History Channel. It was called After Humans, and it was so weird. It was talking about like 10 minutes after humans, and then 30 days after, or 10 days after humans, and then 15 days after humans, and then 20 days after humans, and it was going through like how dogs will start starving, and then, you know, in 30 days, the weeds will start growing up. But it was weird. Like, all of a sudden, humans are just going to stop existing. It was the oddest show.
Well, remember, Brian, that they're playing games with our mind. And so many of the television programs are to instill fear in us. When people are fearful, they're incapable of taking action. And certainly in the battlefield, what you want to do is strike fear in the minds of the enemy so the soldiers won't fight and oppose you. Well,
yeah.
Here in the battle that is taking place today, you and I and other rational people are the enemy, and they're striking fear in our hearts. Oh, things are terrible and getting worse, and they're absolutely right. And if you don't understand the spiritual aspect of what's going on, why, and you don't have faith in the Lord, why, you will be terrified. So I think it's a fascinating idea. I haven't seen the program, but
I agree. I think it's like they're just subtly, very subtly, just trying to massage this into the psyche of the humans, or at least to the Americans, that, you know, there could be a day coming up in the future where all of a sudden there's no more humans, or very little humans, and you're going to have to deal with that circumstance.
I think that there is going to be mass extermination here. I think that's the plan. I think they want to kill off most of us, and they know exactly what they're doing. I think they're going to do with plagues and famine and war. All of these things are prophesied in Revelation 6:8.
Yeah, I think they're sick freaks, really, when it comes down to it.
Right.
But anyway, love your show. I will talk to you soon.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, and good to talk to you. And
all right.
Our telephone, 970-689-8255. And who do we have on the line?
Well, Dr. Stan?
Yes.
This is Michael Shaw.
Hi, Michael Shaw. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm a little late in getting going, but
all right. It's better late than never, and I'm so glad to hear from you.
Good.
Well, what would you like to talk about this morning?
Well, you know, my subject is sustainable development.
All right.
You know, it's just important that people begin to see how there is this action plan that's what's taking America down. All forms of this action plan are designed to bring us about to world government. And
we were just talking about the cap and trade legislation that passed. The most incredible bit of legislation I've ever heard, where you could actually buy carbon credits so that you can continue polluting from other countries where they have massive pollution. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it doesn't make any sense, you know. And what strikes me as strange about this is that this was a libertarian proposal 10 years ago, dreamed up by the libertarian globalists, and now adopted by the Democrat Party. It seems that it really doesn't matter where it comes from. It all points to the same direction.
Amen.
You know, whether it's war in Iraq brought to us by Republicans and continued by Democrats, or a Trans-Texas Corridor brought to us by libertarians and implemented by Republicans, and You can pick the subject, and it really doesn't matter, because the political leaders of all types end up doing the same thing that their so-called counterpart was pushing. So the program seemed to be fixed. The parties that implement it continue to change. But the reality is that whether you're Democrat or Republican, your party is controlled by these globalists. They do it in various ways. The Democrats have their Democrat Leadership Council, which is championed right along the lines of what's going on in Great Britain. It was really Tony Blair who brought that leadership dynamic to the Democrat Party. And then, of course, the Republican Party is a member of the so-called International Democrat Union, IDU.org. And if you go to that, you see clearly that these 80 political parties, led by the GOP, have as their objective the creation of world government and a one world order.
Well, we can't let the American people realize that we have two parties that both go in the same directions, and we go to the polls every 4 years to vote out the scoundrels, and their brothers and sisters remain in power.
Yes. Well, that's where shows like this come in, because it is becoming the condition that more and more people are becoming suspect of the political arrangement here in the United States. And as more and more people become aware, there becomes some hope that freedom can survive, but it's going to be a rough road. I mean, we've got to realize that we start with the globalist monetary system. Our fiat system is pure globalist, designed to bring us to that one world order. And what I mean by the globalist monetary system, of course, is the system of fiat money. That is money made up out of thin air by a narrow cadre of globalist banking families that control central banks here in the United States and all around the world. And as a result of that kind of monetary system, they can create the booms and the busts. Right now, they're hanging us over the edge, letting us know that unless we go along with their program for globalization, you know, a new world financial structure, they're going to crash our dollar. I mean, the dollar may crash anyway, but and the problem is that they can control whether or not and when it crashes. It may crash on its own, but they certainly can cause it to implode. And you know, when I look around today, I say, is that what they're doing?
That's exactly what they're doing. In fact, they've just crashed California. Now, of course, they've downgraded our bonds. And Moody's downgraded our bonds to the junk level. It's going to be impossible for California to borrow, or to, if they do borrow, at tremendous expense. And now we're going to start issuing IOUs, but... So all these people get paid in IOUs, but then what do they do with them? Do the banks accept the IOUs? Well, other people, I'm not going to accept an IOU put out by a state that says, well, we'll pay you in October, but where are they going to get the money in October if they don't have it today? So, and as California goes, so goes Colorado, so goes the rest of the nation.
Well, that's true. What has surprised me in this California dynamic, you never really know where the globalists are heading, is how Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm no friend of Arnold Schwarzenegger, but how Arnold Schwarzenegger's hung tough on holding the California budget at a no tax increase level. He's made commitments like that before and has always abandoned them. This time it looks like he's not, and that is forcing the state to the brink. What's going to happen here is going to be interesting for the rest of the state, because this is the pattern that we'll be seeing following again and again.
Well, I think it's important for our listeners to know that Arnold Schwarzenegger was taken by Warren Buffett over to England to interview Lord Rothschild before Arnold was allowed to run for governor. So what Arnold is doing today is what the financial elite of the world want done, and of course it's quite obvious they want to push California over the brink. I mean, they could solve the problem by increasing taxes. They have enough Democrats to do it, but Arnold won't sign the legislation. So they want, of course, to shut down our government, of course, to force people to be laid off, and to play games with the minds of our people as more and more people lose their jobs, and they lose their homes, and they lose their pensions, and
they want this feeling of despair in the minds and hearts of people, and there's a lot to be fearful of it, because they're in creating this whole financial collapse, and this is what the elite wants, and of course, nobody's telling the American people.
Well, you know, when people get that message, and, you know, the message has got to be infiltrating people's psyche at this point, because things do not look good. But people then need to take the next step and understand what the Sustainable Action Program is designed to do. Your county, I don't care where you are, your county has a sustainable action plan. You need to know.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Michael Shaw here at the American Freedom Network.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. And, Michael, you go right ahead.
Well,
or maybe before we do, why don't you go ahead and get out your website so people would know how they can get in touch with Freedom Advocates and get the information they need to understand Sustainable Development Agenda 21 and this move towards a one-world government.
Well, our website is freedomadvocates.org, and You can get good information with a short visit at Freedom Advocates, or you can spend days digging deeper and understanding the dynamic that has swept the world. You know, most Americans don't know it, but the rest of the world does know about Agenda 21. The rest of the world does not have to abandon their political tradition to accept Agenda 21. We do. That's why we're not told that it's an every community of our country, that every federal agency is committed under the last four presidential regimes to the implementation of Agenda 21. We need to understand what it is. We need to understand that the political elites of this country stand behind the Agenda 21 protocol, whether they're left-wing or right-wing. This left-right dichotomy is a phony status in the context of creating this world government. Both the left-wing and the right-wing are necessary to bring about the step-by-step transition that leads to the destruction of America. You can call us at 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. You go to our site. We've got a load full of what we call neighborhood tools to help you understand in simple words what sustainable development is, to give you the insights necessary to begin to understand and recognize its operation in your community. The goal is to get this information to your friends and neighbors so that you can begin with them to begin to block the implementation of this program. The fight is at the local level. The action program of the globalists is a global to local action plan. That means they're in your community. They're changing your law. They're redirecting the purpose of government all in a way to abolish private property, to bring a common concept to the education of our youth, raising them to become global citizens, not people who understand the nature of the American experience. It's all about ultimately controlling and reducing human population. In their own workbooks, they call for either a total peasant society worldwide or an industrial continuation of the industrialized world, subject to the condition that human population be reduced by 85%.
And, you know, when you talk about a massive plan to kill off most of the world's population, people just can't believe it. And yet, of course, that's what abortion is all about. That's why they've outlawed DDT, so that malaria will continue to kill people. That's why they blocked effective public health methods to stop the spread of AIDS and done everything they could to facilitate its spread, like buying blood specimens of transfusions from people in China, then pooling the blood and giving it back so that you could spread the disease as rapidly as possible. People don't understand that these things don't happen by accident. In fact, 2 billion people infected with hepatitis B throughout the world by the use of dirty needles and vaccination. Oh, shucks. They just made a mistake. Could buy a clean needle for a penny, but just made a mistake. It was so important to vaccinate all those people with dirty needles. People don't understand. They're in the process of killing people today, suppressing treatments for cancer, giving us terrible advice as far as our diet, telling us to eat the very fats that cause certainly hardening of the arteries and all the other complications, and deceiving the doctors into giving medicines that do far more harm than good. But go ahead, Michael. It is so incredible when you point out what's really going on and people say it just couldn't be true.
That's what they say. The document that I'm referring to, one of the three master sustainable documents that are put out by the globalist community, is called the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. And on page 773, this is all implemented as part of the Agenda 21 program, on page 773 of that document, it says that it is estimated that in an agricultural world where most human beings are peasants, the world should support 5 to 7 billion people. But it says that, in contrast, a reasonable estimate for an industrialized world society at present North American material standard of living would be 1 billion. Today's population is nearly 7. So it is, this is not something that's being made up. This is the official policy implementation document. It has been adopted by 178 countries, including the United States, all around the world.
And people can buy the Global Biodiversity Assessment published by Cambridge University Press. go to their local bookstore and ask them to order it for you. They won't carry it there, but they can order it for you. I have a copy. Michael has a copy. We have it summarized in our sustainable development syllabus. But you need to read it. You need to see what these wicked people say, because they really are wicked. The only explanation for somebody who wants to kill off most of the world's population is they are evil. Go ahead.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I think surprises a lot of people is how democracy is used to further these ends. You know, we need to realize, we need to remember, the United States was established on the principle that government's powers are limited. Today, we have a government that abdicates most of its power to unelected regional boards here in California and all around the country. You get what's called regional water boards, regional transportation boards, regional air boards, all appointed positions, all what I like to call simple Soviet organizations. A Soviet organization is designed to implement a predetermined outcome where there's really no choice about those who implement the program, where it is they're going.
Sure.
You know, democracy is a dangerous form of government. Wise leaders from long time past, from Plato to James Madison, have identified democracy as a very dangerous form of government. There's no limit on what democracy can do to take your rights. And of course, the American experience was predicated on exactly a different kind of idea. The idea that each of us have rights that are granted to us by our Creator that cannot be abridged by government.
And of course, that is why, of course, that they want to take God out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and destroy the people's belief in God, because then you could enslave them. After all, when people have their rights come from God, you can't enslave them. But if you can change the whole fabric of our society, then, of course, people will readily expect the new master, especially after they've destroyed the economy of our nation, which they're intentionally doing. We have somebody on the line. Who is calling in?
This is Ryan, Dr. Finn. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
I just had a question for you. If you anything about Gore Blood Corporation?
Hold just a moment. We'll be back in just a moment here, and you can ask Michael the question.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, of course, is Michael Shaw. We have a caller, and what was the question?
I just was curious if you had any information about a corporation that Al Gore has put together. It's called the Gore Blood Corporation.
Is this the one that handles carbon trading?
That's what I've...
Let's get Michael's thoughts on that. Michael, we hear a lot about the fact that Al Gore has put together an organization so he can profit from this scam of climate change, as he says. You know, it's not global warming now, it's climate change, because actually the world is getting cooler. But do you know anything at all about Al Gore and how he is going to reap tremendous profits from the lies he's been telling?
Well, he already has. His net worth, this is the man whose career was in politics. You know, making X thousand per year. Today he's worth $100 million. And that's before the scam is really launched. But people, I think, the two good pieces of information are that the public is beginning to understand fiat money, that is the funny money system we work with, that really is the dynamic that drives all the rest of this. And they're understanding the fraud, increasingly, of global warming. When we understand that our money is controlled by a central elite, and when we understand that the scare being infected into all of our children about the risks of global warming are simply false, then we're ready to accept the fact that evil really has been afoot. And that the program for sustainable development is the complete, the overall takedown of everything human. And that's a hard pill to swallow. But once one understands the nature of fiat money and the fraud of global warming, it becomes real easy to see how sustainable development can be implemented and to understand the kind of evil that lurks in powerful places that would be compelled to do such a dastardly thing. And so, I think there's hope today because Al Gore, the fraud of Al Gore is understood more widely. Yesterday I think that Senator Imhoff said that the cap and trade bill will be dead upon arrival in the Senate. Now, I don't know if he's speaking overly optimistically, but there have been forces in the Senate, including Imhoff and his staff, a man named Mark Moreno, who've been very effective at showing the fraud of global warming, the fraud that Al Gore is. And I think that global warming is going to have a hard time getting out of the Senate. And that, of course, will be great news because this is a design to give the globalist cover as the dollar crashes. Blamed on things like cap and trade when, of course, the outcome of the dollar is really determined in these back rooms by the people in control of the situation.
So for our caller, does that answer your question? Basically, Al Gore is making loads of money by lying to the American people.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to thank you for pointing out, I've always known that obviously this is all fraud, but the way you put it, makes just even more sense. They're just giving them a license to kill now, and that's a great way to put it. And I thank you, gentlemen, for your time and everything you're doing for the people.
Thank you so much. God bless, and just help us get the word out. Call your senator there and tell him he's never going to get reelected. You're going to start organizing, a campaign to get rid of him if he dares to vote for this massive increased tax on the American people.
I've been blowing their phones up.
Good for you. God bless. And I hope everybody else out there listening is going to do the same thing with their senators.
Thanks you. Have a good
God
one.
Bless. Okay. Well, you go right ahead, Michael, because I think that this is such an important issue, and especially when we consider the tremendous cost of this, the tremendous loss of jobs. You're going to lose 2.5 jobs for every new job you create. Why would they want to do things that would cause more people to lose their jobs? Why, for the same reason we're giving $50 billion to General Motors so they can transfer their production to other countries and begin closing down plants here. And what do they tell us? Why, when General Motors comes out of bankruptcy, it's going to be smaller and more efficient. Well, if it's smaller, it means less jobs here. And then they tell us General Motors is going to begin selling foreign cars on their lots here. What they really mean is General Motors cars that are produced in General Motors plants overseas, financed in, at least in part by the American taxpayers. Gifts to General Motors. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, it may sound overwhelming for people who are beginning to catch on that America is being guided down a path to ruin. And people say, well, what can I do? I mean, there's nothing. These are globalist movements. I can't do anything. And I always say, no, that's not true. There's something that everyone can do. And you know, I break the informational dynamic down into three parts. First, I say we've got to start with a common defense for freedom. The only way we can defend freedom is know what's attacking it. And the umbrella upon which all of these dastardly things happen is identifiable as sustainable development, or Agenda 21. So you've got to understand sustainable development. And, you know, what I suggest is that people use the pamphlets, which you can download for free at our website, but use the pamphlets that we've produced that do give a good understanding of what sustainable development is, delivered in a pamphlet form, so it's not an all-day read. You know, you can get an understanding of this dynamic in a short period of time and take your learning from there and let it grow.
Now, once again, the website to go to
is freedomadvocates.org.
Freedomadvocates.org. Okay, go ahead.
You know, we have a pamphlet called Understanding Sustainable Development, Agenda 21, and another one, Sustainable Development, Global to Local Action Plans. Look at these pamphlets. You can buy them in bulk at low prices and circulate them. We've got to take our role in circulating the information so the public can begin to reconcile in their own mind the craziness that's going on all around us every day. Second, we've got to ask ourselves, once we know where the threat is, sustainable development, we've got to ask ourselves, can there be individual liberty without the political recognition of unalienable rights? This concept is the cornerstone of America. Children aren't being informed of this. Adults have forgotten it. We can only salvage America if we call what it is of the concept that built America.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless, Michael. Thanks very much for being with us, and we'll be talking to you real soon. Thank you.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
A female listener to KHNC is looking for two female roommates, preferably 45 years and up. She has available one bedroom with cable TV and all utilities included for $440, and a one bedroom no cable, all utilities included for $425. Shared extra large bathroom, fenced yard, and pets are negotiable. Call 970-667-0710. That's 970-667-0710. Large living room, family room, and great neighbors.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Thank you.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our program, and it's always good to have Michael with us. Well, certainly if you want to understand sustainable development, Michael's material is excellent. We do have a syllabus on sustainable development. It goes with the talk I have on sustainable development, The Road to World Government. It's a DVD. But then you'll want to get the syllabus because it actually gives you the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. It contains a copy of the Earth Charter. It contains my monograph on population control and how there really are people who want to kill off most of the world's population, and the quotation from Jacques Cousteau where he talks about the necessity of killing 350,000 people a day. Well, he doesn't say kill, he just says eliminate. Much nicer word. Doesn't sound so much like Hitler, only Hitler was a piker next to Jacques Cousteau. We have, anybody if you want to see it, if you order something from us, we'll send you a copy of the pages from the UNESCO Courier of 1991 where Jacques Cousteau made that statement, the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. And Jacques Cousteau simply reflects the feelings of a lot of the elite, the David Rockefellers, the Warren Buffetts, the Bill Gates, the Ted Turners, and Oprah Winfrey. They all got together, these billionaires, recently, a meeting for population control to see how they're going to carry out their program. They really do want to kill off the majority of the people in the world through famine. And, of course, you remember that Bill Gates, he's the one who's putting up the money to store all the seeds in this island off the coast of Norway up there in the area of permafrost, so those seeds can be preserved, so they can start in all over again after they've destroyed Monsanto has destroyed food production here in the United States, and then they can start in all over again. We've got some great 4-tape sets on genetic therapy, this whole idea of altering our food, genetic changes. We've got books already on the changes, genetic changing. They're put out by Jeffrey Smith. He's done a great job of getting this information, and we carry the books on it. You can call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest the syllabus on sustainable development, the talk that goes with that on a DVD, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government, the 4-tape set on sustainable development. They're all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. But with that, you have to understand population control. If you get any of our things and ask for a copy of the population control agenda monograph, we'll send it. You need to hear my talk on planned population reduction. And they really are suppressing treatments for cancer. Why? Well, you need to get the 4-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians, where Dr. Dunnigan, who heard the talk given by Dr. Day from Planned Parenthood, saying there are too many people in the world, they're going to have to die of something, they might as well die of cancer. And you say, who could possibly feel that way? Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with organized evil. Once you understand that, it all makes sense. That's why, of course, you need my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness. The book, incidentally, just came out in a new edition with a different cover, featured in Prophecy in the News this month. If you take that magazine, beautiful write-up on my book. I read the book review. I thought sounds like a great book. Hope you'll feel the same. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so, well, until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home.